maybe go ahead and take the construction excise tax now. Any reason to not do that next? Let's do 771 next, please, while everyone's here. It's second reading and a roll call vote, please. 771, would you read that and let us vote?
Establish a construction excise tax to fund affordable housing initiatives from an inclusionary housing fund. Fish?
Commissioner Salzman, under your leadership, we're asking everybody in our community to dig deep to help solve this housing crisis. This is one of a number of initiatives you brought forward. I'm pleased to support you on this and later this week on a referral where you'll ask the voters to support an ambitious housing bond. Aye.
Saltzman.
Well, as my colleagues well know, the lack of affordable housing is the greatest crisis facing our city right now. And the current market conditions are only increasing the crisis. New development, both residential and commercial, is continuing to put more stressors on the need for affordable housing. A minimum wage worker in Portland would need to pay 100% of her income to pay the rent on the average newly built apartment in Portland. So quite simply, this construction excise tax is a tax on new development that makes sure growth pays for growth. We've worked hard in this city to ensure that jobs are located close to where people live, and we have been succeeding. But we need to also ensure that people can actually afford to live in our city near those jobs. We need to ensure that the people who comprise our workforce have places to live and raise their families. I'd like to thank the Housing Bureau, Shannon Callahan, and the Bureau of Development Services for putting together this policy proposal that we are about to adopt, and I'm pleased to vote aye.
Novick.
I actually had a number of things I wanted to say in this vote, but in the interest of time, I'm going to just talk really fast. colleagues, I'm pleased to support this ordinance today. For years, we've been preempted by the legislature from enacting construction excise taxes, one of a large number of ridiculous preemptions. This has been unfortunate since development has costs.
Have pity on the captioners.
You don't have to go that fast.
Thanks to the legislature's action earlier this year, we can now adopt this tax, and I'm glad that's the case. Thank you, Oregon legislature, and thank you, Martha Pellegrino and her team. I'm also pleased that all of the revenue raised through this tax will go to build and preserve affordable housing. As some of the commenters said last week, we're keeping it 100. As we know all too well, affordable housing is a dire need in Portland. Housing is becoming more expensive for everyone, middle and low-income families alike. This is a serious problem that threatens to turn Portland into a place where only the wealthy can afford to live. Housing costs are also a serious equity problem. As the Housing Bureau's 2015 State of Housing Report says, housing cost and income disparities have limited housing opportunity for the average Black, Native American, and Alaskan Native households in every neighborhood of Portland. We need a comprehensive solution to the problem of housing affordability. During the comprehensive plan discussions, I've spoken about the need to build more housing and allow more flexibility in the single-family zone so we can get more diversity of kinds of housing to meet the needs of families. Just as important, though, is building subsidized affordable housing units to ensure housing is available for low-income families, especially in our most desirable neighborhoods that are close to jobs and excellent public transit. That's why I'm happy today to support this measure. Through this action today, we're dedicating revenue for this tax to building and preserving affordable housing for people earning below 60% of median family income. That's where the biggest need is, and this tax isn't going to solve the whole problem. It's a big step in the right direction. I do want to take a minute, though, to talk about a concern this ordinance raises for me. We have received testimony expressing concerns about the cost of this proposal for development. As a standalone proposal, I think this construction excise tax is well calibrated and the need for affordable housing is great. However, I think that we do need to take a look comprehensively at all of the fees and taxes that we have in development. There's a good reason we should care about the cumulative effect of all of our taxes and fees in development. Those costs do figure on the balance sheet for a project, and more fees will eventually tip the scales against a new building. Why does this matter? Many might think it's fine and good to stop development, keeping everything the same. But there's a major risk in doing that. If we put the brakes on too many new projects, we'll fossilize the supply of housing, pushing prices for everyone up. There is a balance. The revenues from this construction excise tax proposal will build new affordable housing, and that is a good thing. But if all the city's taxes and fees together stymie the interest in building new projects altogether, we'll increase the cost of housing for everyone. And we won't get the revenue we need to build new affordable units. Specifically, as we've considered this proposal, I've reflected on the fact that a year ago, when we considered the update of the Parks SDC methodology, at the time, I recall that the mayor called for a council-wide look at development costs and their effects on affordability. The mayor asked how the updated Parks SDC fee meshes with other fees to affect the affordability of housing, as well as other forms of development to which the fee applies. And colleagues, we've been awfully busy, and I'm not sure whether we've taken on this big picture review of all of our taxes and fees, but I would call on us to do so. The Bureau of Transportation is planning a review of its SDCs in the coming months. I expect that the other proposals related to the cost of development in the central city and in mixed-use zones may be coming to us. So let us commit to putting the pieces in place for a big look so that we can better understand the implication of all of these fees taken together for housing affordability. And with that, I'm very pleased to vote aye.
Thank you, Commissioner Saltzman, not only for this measure, but also for the work that you did in Salem to help allow us to pass this measure. And thanks to our government relations team and the legislature for allowing us to help growth pay its way. I would have preferred that some of the money might be allocated to some of the operations and the things that we know are cost-effective in terms of rent assistance and rapid rehousing. Absolutely sure that it 100% needs to go to housing. I'm concerned that as we start building more and the city starts becoming a property owner, that we're going to need to have the funds to operate those buildings. And as I said, sometimes the cheapest thing to do is, or the most cost-effective thing to do is not building a new unit, but rather helping somebody stay in the unit that they have. So that's obviously a conversation that we're going to have. I appreciate Commissioner Saltzman providing us with the handout that showed some of the system development charges and other fees that we, our different bureaus, provide. And we know that these taxes, these fees, pay for services, and that's what we're doing right now is trying to make development pay the true cost of its impacts on our community.
Hales.
Well, Dan, thank you for your leadership on this. And I think, you know, look at the work that we're going to be doing this week on this issue. And it's just one more illustration of the fact that when we declared a state of housing emergency back in October, we meant it. And I also want to point out the order in which we've taken on these commitments, because I think that's proper as well as the level of commitment. And that is, we declared an emergency, then the city dug deep first. We made a big commitment of general fund dollars to housing and made a commitment of tax increment funds that I don't think any other city in the country is equal. Then we're going to ask the development community to dig deep to help. And then finally, we're going to ask our citizens to dig deep and help. And that's the right order. And I appreciate the fact that we're all lifting this big load together, and we need to do that because it's a really big load. So thank you for your leadership in doing just that. Aye. Okay,